Infowars.com/show.
Well, Alex, I think he did you a huge favor by putting your name in that post. And I told you during our workout yesterday, I mean, I'm glad he didn't single you out. He threw you in a group of three other of the best influencers on the planet. I don't care what he wants to call them, low IQ or whatever it is. Those are not low IQ people. Those people have millions and millions of followers that support them. They believe in them, and they ask the right questions all the time. Are they always going to be correct? No. Nobody's 100% correct, but are they stupid? Are they low IQ? Do they not have followers? Are they just starving for clicks? Absolutely not. And everybody read through that.
And I know I'm not picking on you, and I totally agree with you, but I'm trying to get people to stop. Here's the deal. In rhetoric, with the first Greek philosophers about 2,400 years ago, they had different type. They had people that were used rhetoric, and then they had what they called influencers, and they had what they called philosophers. And then they had alchemists that was kind of proto-science. An influencer uses emotion and rhetoric and doesn't use truth. A philosopher uses truth. We call that, I guess, a journalist. Now we're pundit hats. I give my opinion. I give analysis.
I see.
But no, no. I mean, no, the system's given us the name.
Right.
You guys are citizens. You are minds. You are statesmen. And you are people engaged in the debate. You can go wear a journalist hat, do an investigation. You can give your opinion. You can, you know, do a play-by-play on boxing or something or whatever. I am an American patriot, a filmmaker, a talk show host, a journalist, an analyst. Also, I do some new comedy. And I'm a Renaissance man, and so is everybody else. What you're getting with the podcasting and proliferation is the filter going away, and we're getting to see a diversity and a college of thoughts,
right,
and seeing what the true body politic and group subconscious and unconscious collective is, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And so the old system can't deal with the fact that the new media is decentralized and winning, mm-hmm, and already 100 times bigger than them, literally in the aggregate. I mean, Joe Rogan's like 40-something times bigger than CNN. It's a joke. So they give us the name influencers. That's why we started this with Trump, saying, oh, they're just on the internet. Well, yeah. What does that mean? So it's just cable.
Yeah.
You know, it's cable that's dead. It's dinosaurs holding onto their perches. You are the future, Sean Johnson, with these unfiltered discussions. But, sorry, go back to what you're
saying. No, okay. That's a much better way of explaining it. But no,
well, we're the future that's already here.
The first time I saw this, and it takes you back. You see this post, and I mean, all of you guys are a huge reason why he got reelected. We all know that. You all supported him in some form or fashion. We were trying to break free from 4 years of Biden and the chaos that ensued with open borders and lockdowns and everything like that. But without you guys, he wouldn't have gotten reelected. So for him to turn his back and throw you under the bus like that, we were all pissed off for you. Do you know how many people messaged me like I'm throwing away my MAGA hat instantly? All right. But when I read that, it took me back for a moment, but I thought about it and I said, he actually did you guys a favor, right? He's the captain of the ship. The ship is sinking. You guys are his executive officers that helped him. And he just yelled at you and blamed everything on you. What he did, he exonerated you from the reason this ship is sinking now. And that's huge, dude.
I guess it was just yesterday. You were so excited. And I totally agree with you that I want to be clear that I'm not with this new Trump. I supported a lot of the good stuff he did before and helped get him in, was instrumental, they admit. Like the pollster said, it was InfoWars that was the biggest thing at the time, pushed him over the edge in the key battleground states. There's like New York Times articles about that. So the word you're looking for is betrayal. But this betrayal of us for just telling the truth is about his overall betrayal of what MAGA was. But I've said I've never been MAGA. I like Make America Great Again, but how about make it free, prosperous, and how about make humanity great again? I am 1776, the spirit of individuals, populism, and liberty, overthrowing tyranny and building a new system and what founded America. And I want that for the whole world, not through forced military and things, but through soft power. And so, yes, I've been persecuted so much for supporting Trump. And then when I criticize him but don't totally abandon what he's doing, people go, well, which is it? You're supposed to be for or against. No, he was a lesser of two evils. Now when he wants to have a nuclear war and is listening to psychotics that are pushing it, I have to say, that's it, bro. And so they're mad that we put pressure on him. But instead of admitting he's wrong when he pulled back, he says he's pulling back because it was unpopular. No, it failed. And so, yes, he did me a favor. I even said that the first evening, 2 nights ago when that broke, I said, thank you. But I mean, I'm going to go join the Democrats either. I'm going to, for credibility on issues, be on the issues and oppose issues.
Yeah.
And when Republicans are doing good, I'll support an issue. When Democrats are doing good, which they never seem to do, I support it. But Trump's so out of control, he makes the corrupt Democrats look good now. Mm-hmm. When they didn't block him with the war powers, they could have joined some Republicans. They didn't have votes, so they joined the Republicans. They didn't do that. So they had a majority of Democrats and Republicans go for it. So I don't want to hear it from them. I've been opposing this in all these major wars consistently. And I predicted what would happen to you the first day it started and predicted to everybody on air, which it wasn't hard to do. We have the military analysis. That's why it was so crazy. He's mad at Tulsi Gabbard. She said, don't do it. Now, once it was the war went, she says, I won't publicly say what I told him to Congress. That's private. But she backed it once he did it. He wants to fire her just because he told her what he really, she told him what he really thought. So, again, this is about integrity. It's about doing what's right. But, yeah, that letter sounds like a petulant seventh grader, wrote it to his girlfriend that broke up with him. And I mean, here's the deal. You already got off track. We're still going down the track we were on. Just because you jumped the tracks and went down another way, and then you're saying, oh, you wish I'd call you. You wish I'd talk to you. I mean, he calls Tucker Carlson until about 3 weeks ago all the time. I've been with Tucker when he calls. You've been with me at Tucker's when we, step out and he's talking to the president, and Netanyahu calls him yelling at, I mean, I'm sitting there watching these calls happen. I'm not listening to it. But the point is that Tucker probably could have, is one of the only guys who probably could have beaten Trump. Mm. They want him to run. He's not doing it. Democrats are begging him. He's not doing it. Okay, he likes to hunt all day other than doing shows. He doesn't want the power. He doesn't want to be part of D.C. He legitimately hates it, just like I do. I can't stand it. And so that's why I really admire Tucker. And he's been consistently anti-war for about 15 years. He admitted he was wrong before. He came to me to apologize 14, 15 years ago to Austin to say, I'm here to apologize to you. You were right about 9/11, Building 7, all that. And you see the interview, you see him saying it. So he's been consistent since that happened. I'm being consistent even longer, not comparisons here. And it's Trump that changed, not me. But again, why is he changing? 79, all that pressure, 3 campaigns, not sleeping, sleep deprivation. I mean, dude, you see me or you when you have to work late with all the companies and things you've got. And we were like, this morning I left the house and left my bag to go meet, I had to turn around and go back and get it. And I didn't even forgot my wallet on top of that. All because I was doing political news this morning, getting all these calls, and was so freaked out that I was like a zombie. Well, imagine him with all of these huge decisions and all these huge things. Nobody could do this. So he means well. And overall, he's a good person. But he's turned into a mean old man. That's where we are.
Yeah,
and I'm sad to do that. I'm like, oh, I got a big story. Great. CNN will put me there. I get nothing from a CNN article except populist conservatives thinking I'm with them.
Yeah.
But I can't not report this just because the left jumps on it.
Yeah.
I have to tell the truth. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not wrong about this.
Well, you handled it very professionally. I think everybody was holding their breath to see how you were going to respond more than at any of the four. I think everybody wanted to see a response. And then when you came out, you know how many people came up to me and they're like, wow, dude, that Alex's response to that was so mature. It made you look better than Trump. It was incredible, dude. Like, we were so impressed with it because you could have taken it any which direction. You know what I mean? And nobody would have been surprised. But that direction was like, wow, like that's like.
Well, I mean, just imagine. I'm not going to get into what's happened to me, but it's declassified. And I got this from Sheriff Arpaio at the time because he was the former head of the DEA in Mexico. And so the DEA gave him, right when Trump got in 2017, the NSA database of being Trump being spied on. And I gave it to Trump. Arpaio's like, I used to know him. He campaigned, I campaigned for him, but I can't get through to him because we're gatekeepers. I got it to him. And it was, my personal number. I never used a fax line. It was Trump's Mar-a-Lago private suite number, them spying on us. It was Crossfire Hurricane, we now know. And Obama put $2 billion in the Defense Authorization Act right when he left in 2017. They signed the Defense Authorization. There was a couple billion in there for the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act. And it basically said, Trump's a Russian agent with no evidence. We're going to keep all these people in the government, and they're going to work against Trump like he's a coup. And then Alex Jones, I was treated as a foreign asset. They never say in the documents. These came out last year. Got declassified. I was declared a national security threat. And you know about this, the Navy SEALs, where you get sent in to frustrate and stop and block an enemy. So it's like when you hear about sanctions on a country, it's not just the stuff you see. It's behind the scenes, all sorts of sabotage.
Yeah.
Debanked, attacked, lied about. I'm like, why am I in hundreds of articles a day some days? Hundreds. Why am I on all the news? Why is all this going on? And it was all because they wanted to demonize me to then say, and Alex Jones is Trump, and do all this. And I got no defense from Trump. When everybody got deplatformed and taken off the internet, I was the first. Trump didn't do anything. He said, well, I'm still big enough. He did nothing for us.
Yeah.
I still bit my tongue and put up with that. And then everything else that went on and all the stuff that happened. And then Arctic Frost, 27 people on the list. I'm one of the only people that's on there twice. Okay. So I had Jack Smith investigating me. Jack Smith illegally got my telephone records. And then they leaked to the press dick pics that my wife had taken. I mean, look this up. Jack Smith leaking dick pics. I mean, it's just full-on harassment, full-on government assault, absolutely insane. And I just bite my tongue. Don't make it about me. Hey, move the ball down the field. Trump's going to kill the carbon taxes. Trump's going to secure the border. And first 6 months, he was doing great. And then he went sideways 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of my listeners were pissed. They're like, hey, he's not doing this perfect, that perfect. I said, hey, stay the course. We're going to save billions of lives. You know, not having this war with Russia. He's trying to stop that. He killed the carbon tax. That is falling apart. And so I'm still very torn. I wasn't happy. I mean, I learned about him attacking me right when I went off air at 3 o'clock. I didn't shoot anything and post it on X till like 6:30 because I had to go in my office and just turn the lights down and just sit back with a glass of iced tea for about an hour. And I'd sit there in the little lamp and read it. And I was just like, all the stuff, him taking the Democrat talking points, it was run by the FBI and the CIA, declassified, they ran that Sandy Hook stuff. I was never mentioned in association with Sandy Hook until they began that for the first 5-6 years, which is made up. I had some business in this, did a couple interviews with people questioning it. And then they raised $300 million off my name. The Justice Department funded the lawsuits against me. The judges produced it with HBO. It was all scripted. I was made to be there. I'd be arrested. It was going to the second trial in Connecticut that I was sitting up by the judge while I'm on the stand for a day. And I look over and I go, wait, that's the same bullet points I wasn't allowed to talk about. I'm not innocent. I'm not bankrupt. I can't say I'm, you know, all these things. I'm like, that's the same font, same script that I saw in Texas. Because the judge, there we go, uses the list of my lawyers. I'm like, wait, it's the same list. Texas and Connecticut scripting with HBO, the judge is putting makeup on and big TV cameras in the thing. And it's all scripted. All fake. I mean, I didn't even realize it was Truman Show that bad. I didn't know they had, but I guess they could pick the courts they want where it's totally, it's like that, remember some of the judges would have cameras with Trump and they'd be smiling and put makeup on and see the camera and go, ooh, you know, and stop smiling and laughing. Yeah. Same stuff. So I went through a lot of the same stuff as Trump. So I saw him being persecuted. They tried to kill him. People say Butler was fake. You can't fake that. That was real, folks. You see the bullet. People got killed behind him. So other shooters. No, that was real. And all the stuff that happened to me is real. These attacks. And so I've been through hell for this guy. And so to then see him wreck so much, but that's in the future trajectory. So much of the good he did is baked in. Much better Supreme Court justices. You know, so much better stuff. Roe v. Wade overturned. I mean, so I have mixed feelings about, I use the analogy of my mom's dad, my grandfather, Army Air Corps, super smart. Lease hound, you know, UT football player, you know, best friends with Tom Landry, played football, you know, just classic Americana, prospector after that, inventor, so smart, taught me about the New World Order, everything. He has a heart attack. Then he has a stroke. And we had to put him in a nursing home because he would act like a 3-year-old and he'd fall down and he would, you know, and he would be terrible. It's because he had his brain was gone. That man, the last year, was not my grandfather. And so when he went sideways, I don't go, God, this guy's a jerk. This guy's horrible. It's right. The brain's gone.
Yep.
And so when I'm sitting there criticizing Trump, it's hurting because I bled for this and we got so much done and we could do so much more. And now these evil, out of control, neocon, warmongering Israelis have hijacked our country and they're dangerous as hell and they're calling for my arrest. And I'm just putting my nose down to the grindstone and just moving forward what the truth does. But that's why.
Can you give us an update on your trial?
Well, I mean, they had 2 show trials. They had a $1.5 billion judgment in Connecticut, a $45 million one here. They told us they wanted to settle for years so it wouldn't go to appeal. Then they said, we're never settling with you unless you shut up. And that was another thing. I could have joined them anytime hell to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, before this happened, right before I got sued by all these groups, this is an off-record meeting, so I can't get into the details, but this top Republican law firm, hey, you need to come up to D.C. or when are you here next? So I was up there a lot. And the first day meetings, they wouldn't even tell me who. They go, this is the richest guy in the world. We represent him. Why don't you go to this other law firm, meet with these people? And they go, well, you know who this guy is? It wasn't Elon Musk. British got the world done. Look up 2017. You want to know? They go, you're about to get sued, and big time. It's all been prepared. You know they're coming for you. It's them saying this to me. You need to go ahead and take this money and work with us, and we'll pay you $50 million a year. And I meant, you mean pay me to do $50 million to run this thing? Or 50, no, you. And that's just a start. And I mean, I've got...
What did they want you to do?
Well, and then when I said no, then I got cabinet people calling me saying, you really need to do this. From the Trump admin, he didn't know. Yeah, and I said I wouldn't talk about it. I said I wouldn't give the details. I like to be able to have these meetings.
Okay.
I mean, you know about some of the inside baseball. I meet with Bilderberg Group members and people. And I want to be able to talk to them because they're not all one monolith either.
Yeah.
But this is, oh, we're your buddy. But listen, we're going to sue you. You're going to be sued for XYZ, and you're going to be destroyed if you don't do this. Oh, what do they want me to do? This is before we heard of fact checkers. That started about a year later. This was before we heard of, they said, basically, you're going to be a reform guy that meant well but was wrong with these experts that is going to run this big fact-checking bureau. And you're going to go around, because you're trusted, and you're going to basically go and sell censoring and fact-checking everybody else. And they said, this is going to happen to you, or you're going to be involved. It's literally like Darth Vader. You're going to be formerly a Jedi. Now you're going to hunt down the Jedi for Emperor Palpatine. So they literally gave me the Darth Vader offer. And I already got it from Henry Kissinger in front of a witness, but because they didn't say that was off record. So that I was able to talk about Rothkopf had the Kissinger group in front of my producer years before. This is like 15 years, gosh, 2007. It's like, no, there's 3,000 Superclash. You're being offered a slot. You'll have some say at the table. You'll be the, you know, populist leader, but, you know, you're going to listen to us. And I said, I'm not doing it. He said, nobody turns this offer down. Because, you know, it's just like, this is crazy. He goes, he wrote a book about the super class. There's, you know, 3,000 gophers, about 100 controllers, trial commission. So I was being offered an Epstein-ish job. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. So, and then there was other ways and other offers. I mean, if I ever found anybody in the establishment that wanted to help me and I could do my mission, I'd take money from anybody. I'd announce it and talk about it. But I've never taken money from any big interest or any governments or anything. It's just been T-shirts and books and films and great supplements. But, I mean, to hear now, oh, I'm selling out to Qatar with no evidence. Never been to Qatar, never got any foreign money, national money, anything. Just to, and then meanwhile, Salem Radio with all their hosts, Levin and all them, Ben Shapiro, all them, they are, Salem Radio is now came out owned by Israel government, basically defense ministry. So their foreign government owning our media, and they're pointing at us saying, oh, you're all foreign agents.
Yeah.
So my point is I turned down the offers. I turned down the deals. And then with the Sandy Hook lawsuits, they're in mediation. And the reason I could talk about it is they messed up and told my lawyers outside of mediation. So my lawyers said, go ahead and talk about it. We're there. And they go, you know, what we really want you to do is stop talking about the Second Amendment. And they did this before. I go, and another list. They said, yes, we'll go into conference meetings with you in the near future and meet with some people. If you will listen and have a list of things, work for them. And I'm like, you understand, I've already met with the top of the food chain. You're just the law firms down the line, top Democrat law firms, you know, that sued Trump, same people. That's why when he came out and attacked me with their stuff, I'm like, the same law firms did this. Paul Weiss and all of them. So it's just, I'm like, you're the underling. Like, I've already met with your bosses and said no to this offer. And one of the firms up in Connecticut, the Koskov firm, big Democrat firm, the first mediation up there with the judge and my lawyer, well, I fly all the way up there. He comes in there and talks to me like 5 minutes, Josh Koskov, and he says, have you seen The Godfather? Oh, yes, based on Mario Puzo's book, The Godfather, and it's really a composite true story. Yes, I have. Like, I'm some idiot. You know, you're in Texas. Can you wipe your ass? Yeah, we just have, you know, NASA and all the main bases and nuclear weapons down here. We don't know anything. We don't speak an English accent, so you'll Connecticut accent. And he goes, well, you know what that means. We're the mafia. We run the state. You will lose. There's nothing you can do. This is before the trial. And I'll go, oh, really? Well, and he goes, tell you what, I'm going to talk to your lawyer 10 minutes out here. He'll talk to you. We're in the car. He goes, well, they want you to basically shut up and start. I go, guess what? It's a big list of things. Yeah. Are you interested? And I said, say. So, and then years later, after they win their fake case, like, dude, I turned down 50 mil a year to work right at the top. I turned down Henry Kissinger. Okay, so I love how we're the mafia. Oh, you're an errand boy for the mafia. You know anything about the mafia? I had family work for the real mafia called the State Department and Army Special Operations in the teeth of this thing. And they told me at the bottom of its pedophilia and Satanism, and that's when they got out. So I won't sell out to that. You're way down the chain. I was born in right at the top. You people are a joke. You're gophers.
Woo. What's going on with InfoWars? You guys going to stick around?
I can announce here, barring a miracle, there have been miracles where the order is shut down and it's a fake order and it gets overturned and all that. And the Onion and Michael Bloomberg come in and say it's theirs and they come into the building and turn everything off and then I'm back on a day later. But they went to a state receiver this time with the Soros-funded judge that did the show trial in Austin, Judge Gore Gamble, who walked the red carpet at South by Southwest for the movie on HBO and all that. Just never before been done. Talk about corruption. She put a receiver in a year ago. The first guy commits suicide when his wife leaves him. Everybody's like, did you kill him? And I'm like, no. And I later learned from lawyers, his wife left him. He, you know, sad for that guy. I don't know who he is. Never met him. So he gets the job a month later, kills himself. I'm like, okay. And then this new guy comes in, came, met with me once, wouldn't even talk to me, and then just sits there and won't talk to my people. And now they're not renewing the satellite contracts. They're not renewing the internet contracts. And so this has been going on for like 8 months since he got in. So all these companies, internet companies and stuff, go, okay, we'll let you go month to month, but most of the time it's a month. So they've all gotten fed up. We already had the company's cell phones turn off last week. And so there's money to run the company, not a ton, but it's there. The crew's all there. The show's huge. Won't let us buy any product to sell anymore. So they're running the money out. They're being more sophisticated. So the internet, the satellites turn off May 1st.
What is the satellites? Can you explain what is that?
I'm over 400 radio stations and TV stations.
Oh, that's for the radio.
So it's like $18,000 a month.
Okay.
So it's old media, but that's why when they took me off the internet, they couldn't stop me because I was still on all these radio stations. People just got feeds from them. They're like, what? We took him off everything. Why is he still there? Because I had my own website and I was on 400 stations.
Okay.
Well, I was on like 200 then when they banned me and doubled the stations picked me up. And then UHF and cable. And yeah, that's old media, but that's boomers. They're great and they buy stuff. So it was like, it was weird how it worked. It was like, but anyways, God comes through. One door opens, another one, you know, one door closes and another one opens. So, but they've cut off now. Can't buy the supplements for InfoWarsStore.com. I work with that, I don't own. They're able to buy stuff as a sponsor. But they shut down basically our store. There's like posters and a few books left in there. And so the internet's turning off. The satellite's turning off. Everything starts turning off the first. And he won't say anything. We go to these people and say, just give us another month. And they go, we've done this for 6-8 months. No, because the satellite company has to sign a contract for a year.
Right.
And they've already floated us. They're like, no, our board met. We're not doing it. So we run to another satellite thing. No, we can't do it either. So the satellites turn off May 1st. The internet turns off May 1st. It's all, you know, and everything's turning off. We may not make it to the 30th because other stuff's turning off. So it's kind of like in 2001 where they're turning off the computer. I'm afraid, Dave. It's like it's shutting down. Or it's like watching an old person get old and deteriorate. You know, it's pretty soon they're just not there.
Like Trump.
Yeah, like Trump. And so it's okay because Bigley built this little studio. We're building a bigger one. They got contracts ready to go. We're going to just flip the switch. We'll have a new site we're going to announce. And they already tried to take my social media, but Elon Musk stood up to that. They actually said, well, you don't get the 13th Amendment against slavery. We own your name and we own your social media. Well, I don't own that. That's on X. That's on. So that they're having trouble getting that. And so we're going to roll over to the new system. And I think we're going to be bigger than ever.
Are you not entertained?
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. And you get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.